A federal proposal to make Southeast Alaska's logging industry sustainable while preserving old growth in the Tongass National Forest does too little, too slowly, according to one conservation group. The Oregon-based Geos Institute says the Tongass National Forest draft plan is out of step with a global agreement to reduce climate change. KTOO's Elizabeth Jenkins explains.
President Obama visited Alaska back in September to see the effects of climate change firsthand.
So this whole valley would have been filled with a glacier.
Yeah.
Then a few months later, the U.S. joined about 195 nations in signing the Paris Climate Change Agreement. The president has made reducing carbon emissions a talking point during his time in office.
But his administration puts forward a forest plan that isn't ambitious enough.
That's Dominique Della Sala, a scientist at the Geos Institute. What he's referring to is the draft timber plan for the Tongass, which is open for public comment until February. In a nutshell, the federal plan outlines dramatically reducing old-growth logging while ensuring a sustainable supply of young-growth trees. The problem, Della Sala says, is the plan isn't as aggressive as it could be.
Those acres of trees being cut down over time would be equivalent to the emissions of 4 million additional cars on Alaska roads every year.
For over 100 years. The Geos Institute has been crunching their numbers with Forest Service data. Della Sala believes the transition from old to young growth logging could be done in 5 years rather than 16. He says trees soak up carbon dioxide from the atmosphere like a sponge, essentially a big stick of carbon.
Now, unfortunately, when a tree does fall in a forest, and if it's done by logging, you're going to lose about 80% of that stored carbon.
And eventually, when it decomposes, it goes up into the atmosphere as greenhouse gas. And with old-growth trees, Della Sala says you get more carbon. With the Paris Climate Change Agreement, leaders came up with guidelines to slow global warming. They pledged to protect forests like the Tongass.
So it's absolutely critical to everyone's future that we keep those temperatures below that 4-degree Fahrenheit tipping point that most scientists believe all hell will break loose in terms of climate change.
You know, I don't really give a damn about the Paris, what they did over there with climate change.
Owen Graham is the executive director of the Alaska Forest Association, a timber industry group. He thinks the Tongass draft plan already transitions to young growth trees too soon. Any sooner could be devastating.
That'll put the local sawmills out of business, and it seems kind of pointless. It's hardly a transition. It's just cutting the trees early and exporting them.
He says most mills in the area can't process the less valuable product, so the trees would likely be shipped overseas or down south, the loss of hundreds of regional jobs.
The industry that we've had in Southeast Alaska has never been a big industry, despite what you hear, you know, from some of the environmental groups, and we've never had a significant impact on anything, let alone global warming.
Dominique Della Sala says the goal of his report isn't to reduce jobs, it's to find alternatives.
I think we need to demonstrate that with a pilot study that these young trees can be processed locally, they can generate jobs, and they can have value to them.
Forest Service reps said they need more time to review Della Sala's report before commenting. But Della Sala says the clock is ticking as the president is wrapping up his term.
This is not a legacy gift to Alaskans when we still have this much old growth on the table, on the chopping block for the president's exit strategy.
How much old growth is on the table? According to the plan, more than 43,000 acres by about the year 2117. That sounds like a lot, but it's about a quarter of a percentage point of the entire Tongass. In Juneau, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins.